American society is in the throes of a major debate over human cloning. On one side are people fighting to ban human cloning of any kind, whether it be cloning to produce stem cells or cloning to produce a baby. On the other are people who agree that cloning to produce a baby is wrong, but cloning to make stem cells could bring significant advances in medical therapy and should be permitted. Joining me to discuss the cloning debate and some of the twists and turns it took this week is NPR science correspondent Joe Palca. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Jackie.
So bring us up to date after the week's events. Where has Congress gotten in its efforts to pass legislation?
Well, as you remember, last year, the House of Representatives passed a comprehensive ban on cloning. It's a law that would say that anybody who did this technique called cloning, where you take a nucleus from an adult cell and use the genetic instructions from that cell and you place them into an egg, and so now the resulting embryo is essentially the genetic copy of the starting adult that you began with. The House passed the law that said that was illegal. Now, the Senate is taking up two pieces of legislation, one which would be the same as the House that would ban cloning altogether, and another which would say, okay, you can't place this cloned embryo into a woman's uterus for the purpose of making a baby, but you could do research on it in the laboratory and use it at an early stage before you implant it to create stem cells. And the stem cells, then people have high hopes that these stem cells could be used for therapy.
Well, before it does, the House this week also held a hearing on cloning. Did anything come of that?
Well, it was a bit of a foreshow hearing because the House has already made its decisions. But it was an opportunity to bring the debates up again. And in this particular case, I guess the new thing was that somebody from the Justice Department came along to the hearing and said, you know, we think the Justice Department official said we can do a better job of enforcing a cloning ban than we could in a partial ban because we wouldn't know whether the embryos that were created were actually going to be implanted until it was too late, that kind of thing. This is not terribly surprising since this is the Bush administration's Justice Department, and the administration has already said that they favor a complete ban.
Mm-hmm. There were also stories this week about a patent awarded to the University of Missouri a year ago that covers a technique to make a human clone.
Right. It wasn't originally the intention of the authors of the patent to make human clones. In fact, they now say that's not at all their intention. But they were working with animals, pigs and sheep, and they said in the language in the patent, we think the same procedures that we use to make pigs could be used to make humans. And the patent office awarded them a patent for that process. I don't think anybody's too clear about what this means right now because human cloning still is mostly only a possibility. But it shows that there's a lot of uncertainty in the law about, you know, what you do with this thing because it's all new. Nobody knew you could clone an embryo until a few years ago when Scottish scientists made Dolly the sheep.
Haven't people already begun to make human clones, Joe?
Well, this is a difficult question to answer because there is a doctor in Italy named Severino Antinori who says, yes, I have not only made a human cloned embryo, but I have implanted it in a woman, and now she's 11 weeks pregnant. The problem is that he hasn't provided anyone with proof of this. And his former colleague in the United States, a guy named Panos Zavos, says he's lying. He's making this up. I can't tell you how I know this, but I know this. And so we're in this weird situation of, do we believe him? We don't have any evidence. The thing that makes people skeptical is that the only attempts to do this in the laboratory, I mean, to make an embryo in the laboratory that we know about, have failed. Now, there's been reports out of China that they have succeeded, but again, these are not published reports, so we haven't had the scientific scrutiny that you'd normally want to have before you'd make such an extravagant claim.
It seems like it'll be a story that is just going to continue and continue and continue.
It's going to be an amazing thing because it does hold such an amazing emotional quality to it, but it's also a remarkable scientific possibility, and I think people are very concerned about how the science might be used.
NPR science correspondent Joe Palca, thank you very much.
You're welcome.